Outdoors at school, a blonde girl in a school uniform holds hands with a white boy. A black girl sits in the back seat of a moving red car. In a softly lit bedroom, a girl with long brown hair stands before a mirror, facing her reflection. A trans flag blanket covers the bed. In a cafeteria, a boy with short brown hair sits at a table with a meal tray. The white boy breaks away from the blonde girl and runs to a group of friends at a distant picnic table under the trees. Some tables have umbrellas. She slows to a stop, her bag over one shoulder, staring after him, lips parted. In the cafeteria, the brown-haired boy sits and stares.
I know my mom's starting to worry about me. I can't tell her what's going on. I know she'll worry even more.
At her bedroom mirror, the girl moves her dark hair out of her face.
It's getting harder and harder to look in the mirror.
She clutches her shoulder, then looks down at her hands.
I just keep getting bigger and bigger.
She turns them over and lowers her eyes.
I'm dreading the day where I don't recognize my own face in the mirror.
A girl with dark wavy hair steps into the bathroom. Some girls turn and smirk in her direction.
Oh God, I thought they'd be down in the gym by now. Why won't they just let me use the toilet in peace?
Her jersey has the number 8 on the back.
His name's Leon. This is all your fault. Let him express himself, you said. Well, look at him now. I barely even recognize my own son.
The black girl.
Mum says she wants me to be happy. It seems she's more worried about what people will think.
The blonde wears a dark red and white striped tie.
Why does he treat me like that when his friends are around?
She lowers her eyes.
Doesn't he know how much I care about him?
The group of friends stare in her direction, in the bedroom.
Mum says I'm her pretty little girl, but doesn't she understand that without blockers, soon I won't be?
In the cafeteria, the boy with short hair begins to pick up a sandwich.
I'm so thirsty and hungry. I can't go another day without eating or drinking anything.
He touches his water bottle.
But if I drink, then I'll at least go to the toilet. Then I might get spat on again.
In the bathroom, the wavy-haired girl hides in a stall. Shadows move under the door.
Maybe if I wait here, they'll go away. Why does this keep happening to me? Please, somebody, just help me.
She slumps to the tiled floor, crying. The girl with long hair buries her face in her hands. Outside, the blonde girl frowns and walks past the tables. Nearby boys point and laugh at her. Indoors, the boy with short hair sits alone at a table.
I'm just so tired of being alone all the time.
A girl with a dark ponytail passes.
Why can't they see I'm just the same as them?
In the car.
I just want my little boy back.
Well, don't you think that's what I want? But she started hurting herself.
The black girl frowns, really, blinking back tears.
I know Dad thinks he's got it right, but they never ask me how I feel.
The blonde girl.
When it's just the two of us, he tells me he loves me.
One boy pats the white boy on the back.
Then he acts like I don't even exist. Why can't he just be proud to be with me?
The boy with short hair.
I wish someone would notice me. Anyone.
A crumpled paper ball hits him on the head. In a bathroom stall, the wavy-haired girl cries.
I'll do anything just to be like the other kids.
In the bedroom.
Without blockers, I don't think I can make it.
Cut to black. Now, the red car comes to a stop. The back door opens, and the black girl gets out, her dark hair tied back. She wears a white dress shirt and tie.
I know it'll be okay.
She stares off into the distance.
And I know exactly who I am.
She closes her eyes.
I'm just me.
She smiles. Credits. Written and directed by Jake Graff. Adult actors. Marie Amy. Mose Aiden. Audio description created by Audio Vault.